Breaking the Borderline Stigma. I'm Krista Nicole. I'm a life coach for highly sensitive women and women with borderline personality disorder, helping you to create a protective emotional skin to learn to love all of you and to let your gorgeous light shine despite the darkness. And by the way, I'm also a highly sensitive person and a BPD conqueror myself. Hello, hello. Welcome back. So happy to have you here as always. And as always, also super excited to get into the content with you today. But before I do, one thing that I wanted to just kind of acknowledge or bring up is that I, in thinking about the last episode that I recorded, I don't feel as though I was as clear or provided some good examples on everything as it pertains to did your parents or caretakers cause your BPD? And I mean, of course, there's some things that I can't speak to because without talking to someone individually, but in general, I felt like there were some things that I didn't cover or maybe I wasn't as clear. And so I just want to acknowledge that I feel like I could have done a better job for you. And because of that, I have actually decided I'm going to be recording a part two to that episode, which will be coming soon. It'll probably be the next one. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there and acknowledge that I feel like I could have done a better job. I could have been a little bit more clear. I could have talked to it a little bit more than I did. So that is going to be coming. So stay tuned for that. In today's recording, podcast, episode, whatever you want to call it, I want to talk a little bit about when you need a therapist versus when you should work with a coach. And let me just preface this by saying that I am never going to tell someone not to get a therapist. That is not my place. And I also believe that that's a personal decision and really everybody should have a therapist with in this day and age. So I'm never going to say don't get a therapist. But there are differences in therapy versus coaching. And I want to explain kind of how coaching can help you. Because I think coaching is a relatively new, a relatively new field that's kind of starting to make some headway in terms of becoming more prominent and more known, but there's still a lot of question in terms of what a coach does. And coaching is certainly not a replacement for therapy, but I think it's a really great supplement too. So I want to talk a little bit about the differences between therapy and coaching. And as I always say, I am not a therapist, so these are my own thoughts and opinions. I am not speaking as a professional therapist, but just as someone who has undergone therapy, as someone who has partaken in coaching, and as someone who is a coach now myself, these are the differences that I see with them. So first of all, a therapist is really going to help you dig into the past and understand the past and help to resolve that within yourself, help to resolve some of those difficulties, those struggles, those things, those painful past learnings that maybe you have been suppressing, and helping you to understand why you do the things that you do, which I think is very beneficial, very, very beneficial. And of course, there are ways that we can do this without a therapist, but I think that a therapist is a good individual to have in your life because nothing can really replace the one-to-one contact, in my opinion. There are things like personality tests and assessments and things like that that you can take that help to understand yourself better, but those are also a little bit different. and they're just still not a replacement for therapy. It really helps to have someone to be able to talk to who understands human psychology and you know, what could have been going on at the time, to just really be able to work through things. But a therapist is mostly focused on looking into the past and helping to resolve that. A coach, on the other hand, is more future focused. So a coach is going to help you to, I mean, frankly, in broad terms, live the best life that you can live. They are going to help you focus in on an area, maybe two, of your life that you want to improve and help you with how to get there. It's not that they're going to necessarily provide you with the answers. They're going to be asking you thought-provoking questions to help you come to some of the conclusions. And there's a little bit, a lot of times I think a good coach also has a little bit of, they provide some mentorship and some consulting. That's just my personal opinion, which is a little bit different. But a coach's role is not to necessarily tell you what to do. It's to help you figure out what to do and to help set markers and kind of goalposts, I should say, of, they'll help you create a vision of how you would want your life to look, depending on, because again, every coach is a little bit different and it depends on what you want to work towards, but generally it starts with a vision. They may talk to you a little bit about the past if the past is affecting the way that you show up now and show up in the future. And a lot of times our past does do that, but again, it's not a replacement for therapy. So they will help you in understanding, and this is something that I do with my clients, is help them in understanding some of those painful past learnings, particularly given BPD and things like that, that may be affecting the way that you are perceiving things and the way that you're responding to things. So the benefits are really that essentially, if you don't know where you're going in life, you are really running on autopilot. And I say that with 100% of that's what I was doing. I was very much running on autopilot in every way, shape, or form. That's not to say I didn't think about the future, but I reluctantly accepted life for what it was, in the sense that I felt like a victim to it. I couldn't change my circumstances. This is just the way that life is. It doesn't change. And that's not really the case. But the problem is we have so many societal factors essentially telling us to just suck it up and, you know, move on, like, because this is the way things are. And a coach really helps you to see how much you can impact within your life. When it comes to therapy, of course, they're going to provide you with different techniques and things, particularly if you've gotten into DBT therapy. There is a specific modality that they will take you through and help you with skills development. Coaches do the same thing, just in a little bit of a different fashion. So for my clients, I still work with them on some DBT skills, especially if it pertains to something that they want to achieve in life, which I don't like making blanket statements, but most of the time it does. I mean, we incorporate those skills. The thing is that therapy is also, it's a very regulated industry. So there are certain rules and regulations that a therapist has to abide by. Coaching is not regulated in that sort of sense. It's really not a regulated industry. That's a good and a bad thing. But I think the really, really good thing about that not being regulated is the fact that it allows me to have a little bit more of an impact, in the sense that I can, for lack of a better term, be a little bit more human with you. And that's not to say that therapists aren't human. They absolutely are. But they, from my understanding, are trained not to show much of a reaction, right? And I've worked with therapists where they do respond, and I don't want to say in a reactive way, but a lot of times I think when people think of therapy, it's they think of someone who it's like, oh, okay, how do you feel about that? And they're very even keel, right? And with coaching, I mean, sometimes it is a little bit about hand-holding in the sense of, hey, you want me to get angry with you? Awesome. I'm going to get angry and I'm going to kick and scream with you. And now what are we going to do about it? You know, so it's almost like a bit of a camaraderie, for lack of a better word, in that sort of sense. You know, I help people to kind of get what they're feeling out and then figure out a path forward. So I hope that is clear. But the biggest distinction is therapy helps you understand the past and coaching helps you to move forward and takes and move into the future and change, make steps to change what it is that you want and really go after what you want and get out of that stuck mode. I will also say that when it comes to therapy, so for my clients, you know, if you are someone, if you're considering, should I get a therapist or should I get a coach? Again, I'm never going to tell you not to get a therapist. What I am going to say is if you are someone who, and let me put a trigger warning on this, but if you are someone who is thinking about self-harm, any sort of suicidal ideation, that sort of thing, you should talk to a therapist. That is not something that a coach is going to step in and necessarily help with. Okay. Because that gets into a self-preservation and it can be very high emotional stakes for obvious reasons. If you are not functioning day to day, then you should definitely talk to a therapist. If you are someone who is functioning, you're able to hold down a job, you are able to get yourself out of bed, but you just feel like you're going through the motions and you also know, hey, you know what? Like inside, it kind of sucks, but externally, like I'm able to fulfill my obligations, then I would say to work with a coach. I would also say to work with a therapist, but that's where someone, you know, if you are functioning at a normal capacity, certainly a coach can help there because they're going to be able to help you take steps. Now, what I do with my clients is I try to, and I'm in this trauma certification so that I can take a more trauma-informed approach and be more gentle. So when it comes to what I offer, I focus on women who are emotionally sensitive or overwhelmed, a highly sensitive person, and or have BPD or feel like they have BPD, because I get where you're coming from. I know what the struggles are internally. I have an idea anyway, because I'm not going to say that my experience is exactly your experience. It's obviously not. But I understand where you're coming from. And because of that, in my coaching, I can take that into consideration and I know when things may be a little bit too much and when it's like, hey, we need to take a step back and let's really process what we're feeling here. So because of my background, that's why I have really focused on women with those sorts of histories and challenges and kind of hurdles to jump through, because I can very much identify with it and I've been there and I can help you through it. So I would say if you are someone who is looking to really live the best life that you can live, regardless of the fact that you have BPD, or regardless of the fact that you are more emotionally sensitive or a highly sensitive person, but you know that there's more to life than the struggle and you just don't know how to get there, that's when you want to work with me. That's when you want to work with the coach. And I want to really invite you, if that sounds like something that is of interest to you, that you really desire to to improve your life and live the best life that you can, to really be happy and be fulfilled and figure out whatever that looks like. That's what we work on together. I want to invite you to schedule a discovery call with me. And the only time I would say is don't schedule a discovery call with me is if you are a hell no, that is not something I'm interested in. But if you are someone who is hell yes, or you're like, I don't know, maybe that is something I would like, then schedule a discovery call with me, because I'm going to help walk you through kind of what a coaching session would look like, and also figure out if it is a hell yes, because sometimes it's just you need that extra bit of information, and that's where I will coach you to determine it's a hell yes or it's a hell no. And if it's a hell no, that is completely fine. I will not judge you. I will not be upset with you. I just want you to essentially arrive at the hell yes or hell no sort of answer. So let me talk a little bit about what a discovery call looks like if it's something that is of interest. It is essentially a 60-minute session where for 45 minutes, we do some coaching. I would go through some questions and kind of help to help you to determine what it is that you want, even life to look like a year from now, that sort of thing. Unless there's something you want specific coaching on. So sometimes people hop on the call and they're like, look, here's what's going on. And I need, this is what I need coaching on. This is what I need help with. And sometimes they hop on and it's just, hey, let's just see what this is about sort of thing. And then the last 15 minutes, we just kind of wrap up. And if at that point you decide, hey, you know what? I do want to figure out how to work with you further, Kristen. Then we talk about what that looks like. But we don't talk about what that looks like unless you know that you want to go down that road. And you may think that, hey, there's no way that I can afford something like that. Well, let me just tell you, I have programs ranging from $195 one-time fee up to $12,000 for a year. And I have payment plans and I have things in between. So I do have something for everyone who is interested. Now, that's what my pricing is right now. It's subject to change. So if you're listening to this a year or two from now, they may have changed a little bit, but I'm always going to offer something for everyone, whether it is that entry level initial price point, or whether it is, hey, I want this really high touch program and I want to work with you very hands-on extensively for the next year. Most of my programs are, when it comes to the high touch, they are year-long programs because I have found that that is what is needed to really be able to work through things, to not feel rushed, to give yourself the time to process, and also then to work towards achieving the goals that you want to achieve, that sort of thing. And sometimes the goal is just, hey, you know what? I just want to be more emotionally regulated. And if that's the goal, that is awesome. That's a great goal. It doesn't have to be something where it's like, hey, I want to make a career change, or hey, I want to make $1 million or anything like that. It can be something very much of, hey, I just want to figure out how to have better conversations with my husband or my wife or my kids or my parents or my friends, anything like that, and working through that. So that's where it's really what you want to make it. And that's the beauty of it, because I think it's the only time where it's 100% focused on you. I mean, how often do you really get that in life, right? How often do you actually get to just take time for yourself? So that being said, I have something for everyone. If you are someone who is a hell no, that is completely fine. No hard feelings. If you're someone who is anything else, please, I invite you to schedule a discovery call with me. And you can do that in the show notes. There's a link that says, you know, discovery call, like something about interested in coaching or one-to-one group coaching or one-to-one private coaching. schedule a discovery call. Just click that link. It'll take you to my calendar and then find a time that works for you. And if you cannot find a time that works for you, then send me an email. You can, or message. You can contact me through Facebook or through Instagram or through my website. And the link to do that is in my Koji link. It begins with a K. It's also in the show notes, Koji. But that link will take you to where you can either connect with me on social media or you can send me a message through my website and let me know, hey, I really want to schedule a call with you and I can't find a time that'll work. And then we can figure out what will work from there. And one thing I do want to let you know is, so it, on the call, if it's something where it's like, hey, I want more information on your programs and what they look like, we can talk about that. If it's something where you want coaching, we'll do that. I always start off with the assumption that we're going to do coaching, but it may be that you already know, hey, I know I want to work with you further. I know that you can help me, or I have a really good feeling like you understand what I have been going through and some of the challenges in my life. And so I want to work together. What's the best program for me? Then we'll talk about that. It's really your time. We'll talk about, you know, if you want to do a one-to-one private coaching or if you want to do group coaching or if you just want to do an intensive or if you want to do a weekend workshop. I don't want to overwhelm you with all the options, which I probably just did because I essentially threw all of them out there. The thing to know is just there is something for everyone that we can work together, whether it is on, you know, a quick workshop or whether it is more intensive or more extensive throughout the year. The other thing that I wanted to let you know, and this is something that I'm really so super excited about, because I do business coaching. I'm part of a business coaching program, and I recently got access to this amazing technology, this amazing I don't know if it's not an application, but it's a system essentially where you can take some assessments in terms of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Enneagram. You take an Enneagram assessment. They also offer what is called a DISC assessment and 16 types assessment. It's not something that you need to actually know what it is. The bottom line is there's all these assessments that I can offer in an in-depth way. Until April 30th, I have access to this. So as a bonus for anyone who is interested and wants and who signs up for coaching essentially with me, I'm going to be giving you access to this. And the benefit to that is it really does, I completely geek out on this kind of stuff. Anything that does any sort of personality assessment, any sort of habits assessment, that sort of thing to help, that helps me understand myself better, I completely geek out over because it just gives me better insight into, again, why I respond the way that I do, how I perceive the world, and that sort of thing. And I love learning that stuff. And that's what these assessments are going to do because it and then it also will provide coaching tips. So like I said, I have access to the system until April 30th. And after that, I'll have to decide if I want to incorporate it as something into my program on a more permanent basis. But that's something that I don't know because I don't know the cost of it yet. I'm still finding out. I literally got access to this yesterday. So I'm still finding out a lot about it. But in poking around, it is just so cool. It's so cool. I totally geek out over it. And I'm so excited because I can offer that to anyone who decides to do coaching with me up until the 30th. And like I said, if it's worth it, it's something that I'll likely keep on because it's also going to help with coaching tips throughout the year, which is something that's really awesome. And I've just found that, you know, the key to really improvement and living a happier, more fulfilled life is self-awareness and then how to adjust or learn the skills and techniques needed so that I can get myself out of that emotional pain. That has really been key for me. And taking these sorts of assessments have really helped. Now, they're not the end-all be-all because people are very complex, but they are just a beautiful gateway into really understanding why you do what you do and how you respond in social situations and things like that. It's just another tool to have in your back pocket. And it has very much helped me to get out of that emotional pain. I mean, there's a lot of things that I have done. And that's really what I want to share with you. And that's some of the things, that's what I will share with you in coaching. And that's what I share on this podcast as well. But the downside is, again, it's very one-sided. It's me talking. And so I don't get to hear your input. So we can't talk about your specific situation. But coaching allows us to do that. So that is my information to you that I wanted to share. And the last thing I will say is, with these assessments, like I said, it's something that has really helped me to understand myself better. And I'm offering this as a bonus to my clients for as long as I have access to it. And since I'm still learning about the tool itself, I'll be able to share more as I learn more. But it's just something that I find beyond valuable, because the more you learn about yourself, the more, at least for me, the more internal comfort that I found and the more ease of that emotional pain and that conflict. And that's just me. You know, it may not be something that resonates as much for you, but I really think it'll be something that you would benefit from. And I'm here to help you understand how to use the information and how to kind of bring it into your life and how it can help you. So again, if you are interested in coaching and pursuing that path, or if you're interested in just working together further, I just want to invite you to please schedule a discovery call with me, and we will talk about what is available if that's something that you want to do. And if you just want to hop on a discovery call just to see what it's like to be in a coaching setting, that's okay too. But if you are hell no, that's completely fine. No pressure and absolutely no judgment. And, you know, we can still be friends. And if you're anything else, a hell yes, or a, I don't know, maybe, or a, I need more information, or anything in between, please click on that schedule a discovery call link in the show notes and let's have a conversation. That is it for today. I hope that this has been helpful and valuable for you. And if part of what you want to talk about is even understanding the differences between therapy and coaching a little bit more, that's something we can do. Really, the sky is the limit. And maybe if it's something that, hey, I need you to help me dream a little bit, Kristen, because I am so used to being in pain and I am so used to not having my needs fulfilled. So can you help me dream? I can help you with that as well. Okay. That is it. Thank you so much for listening. I am so happy and grateful for you. I hope you have a great week and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the podcast and would like one-to-one support, sign up for a free discovery call through the link in the show notes.